New head coach over at Gallatin this year for the defending Grand River Conference boys basketball champion Bulldogs. It'll be a different looking Bulldog team this year. Chad Sullinger now just doing the athletic director thing. Tanner Smith is the new head coach of the Bulldogs. Lost a great senior class from a year ago, but I can tell you this from seeing some of the Gallatin underclassmen last year, the cupboard is not bare at Gallatin. In fact, going into a game against Trenton tonight at 8:15 that you can hear on KGLZ 101.7, the Gallatin Bulldogs are 2-0. Good start, Coach. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. You had a good week last week. Beat Lathrop last opening night on Friday the 17th, and then turned around right before Thanksgiving break last Tuesday and beat Pattonsburg by 8. So, good start for the boys. Been happy with it. So
you come to Gallatin. You were telling me off the air. We were talking about your path to Gallatin, and you coached a little bit down at Harrisburg, which is a really tradition-rich program down in central Missouri. So you certainly come from winning ways.
Yeah. Graduated from Lawson back in 2016. You know, son of a coach down there, so been around basketball my whole life, and went down to Mizzou for college, and my wife and I love the area down there, and so looked around Harrisburg and cannot say enough good things about my 3 years there. Learned under some great, great coaches, and like you said, it's a basketball-rich town, and they love their basketball down there, that's for sure, and so those 3 years were invaluable for me, and so wanted to get closer back to home, and Gallatin job opened up, and luckily they hired me, and hopefully the rest is history.
Well, I told you off the air that your name sounded familiar, despite the fact you're a Smith, and there's a billion Smiths running around on this planet, but that's where you're from. I remember you from Lawson. You had a good career down at Lawson back a decade ago, did you not?
Yeah, not too bad. We had some success down there, so, yep.
Good program. Obviously, a head coaching job is a head coaching job, but considering Gallatin's had great success with Coach Sullinger, how much did that factor into your decision to go, this isn't only any job, it's a really good job at Gallatin?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, down there in Mid-Missouri, I still keep up with all Northwest basketball for sure and know that Coach Sullinger's built a great program here, and they've had a great run of basketball here lately. Know that senior class, you know, it starts with the to Isaac Bird and Peyton Fiden, but it goes past those two to all those seniors who graduated last year. Had a great group that not only led by example, led by example. And so I'm just trying to continue to hopefully build on the program, hopefully continue to keep it going the right direction. You know, I think we've got a young group, like you said earlier, that wants to do that. They show up ready to work every day in practice, and so hopefully, you know, we can kind of keep the train going here. So
when you know, Coach Cool over at Trenton, when he took over the girls program a couple of years ago after Trenton graduated, kind of their kids who went to a couple of Final Fours and did a lot of great things, I love the way he kind of handled it, because it's so easy to compare a new group with the old group that graduated. And he kind of would make the point that you know, if you do that, it takes all the joy of achievement away from kind of the current group if you keep comparing them to the former group. Are you kind of taking the same philosophy of, we got some talent, but we can't sit there and compare ourselves to last year? We got to enjoy the things that this year's group, you know, is able to achieve.
Yeah. You know, we talk about it every day, and those guys got to practice against that group last year. But, you know, we talk about it all the time in practice. We're a brand-new team. You know, everybody's learning a new role, and even myself included, but roles are starting to be developed through practice, through these first couple games. You know, everybody's starting to find, you know, who might be the guy in this situation, who might be the guy in this situation. So, but yeah, you know, it's tough to compare groups all the time. So we're trying to just focus in on this year and try to make this year as good as we can.
Yeah, challenge your first two games a week ago Friday. You beat Lathrop 60-44. You had to go to Pattonsburg. That's a good Panther team. You had to play them there. You got the victory there, 59-51. You get Trenton tonight, Coach. What's your thoughts on the Trenton Bulldogs, what you've seen from them on film, and what you've just kind of been able to gather from your sources about Trenton's boys team this year?
Yep, saw a little bit on film from them, from the East Buck game a little bit. Know that it all starts with the Tolson kid. Know it all starts with Kiefer. So two great performances so far. I think I saw on there he's had 33 against East Buck and 26 against Macon, which is two outstanding offensive performances. So it starts to trying to slow him down a little bit. You know, I know we're not going to shut him down completely, but we're going to do our best to kind of hopefully slow him down enough. And then I know Gabe Novak is another one that's going to be tough to stop. I know he's a great athlete and plays all over the floor. So know those two guys are kind of our main focus from the get-go, but then, you know, those other guys are good role players for him, so we got to be ready for anything.
When you kind of set your goals as a team for the beginning of the season, Coach, this is an early season tournament, but I know it's awfully important in the Gallatin community. How high on that list is winning the Gallatin tournament for the Bulldogs every year?
Yeah, you know, want to defend our home court, want to defend our tournament. You know, we really want to play well in our tournament. You know, I hope we can put on a show for a home crowd here, and you know, but we're not necessarily caught up in, you know, with, you know, I know the past group has won a couple years in a row now. You know, we're not necessarily worried about keeping the streak alive. You know, obviously if we do, it'd be great, but we're just trying to focus on getting better each day. You know, with this group and everybody being so new and still learning roles, we're just trying to take it day by day and improve one day at a time, you know, and hopefully tonight against Trenton we can come out and hopefully play well and compete and see what happens.
Yeah, 8:15. It might end up being later than that. We know how these things go. It'll be the fourth out of four games tonight, the quarterfinals over at Gallatin, so we're planning on 8:15. It might be later. We'll see what happens. Coach, we'll see you over at the gym. Congrats on the start. Good luck tonight against the Bulldogs.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.